Springfield's Rock Station Q102. It's Sean, and I have got a nameless ghoul.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
So you guys are out here on tour.
You know, when we started the tour, it was a little bit up north or on the east side. So then it was kind of cold. And then we went down to Texas and Arizona and Florida and all that. And it was really, really hot. And so we're sort of going back and forth in temperatures, which is a little confusing sometimes because you look out, it's like, oh, sun is up, shorts on. Nope. And today was a little bit nippy.
So this is your third record, actually, that you guys are touring on right now. Yeah. Do you guys have plans for a fourth one in the works? Like maybe you guys are writing for it right now, or are you kind of just doing the touring thing?
When we make a record, we do not have to be everyone in the room at the same time, like rehearsing. Some bands do that. You know, you have to jam the record. And usually bands that do that have a hard time doing tours and writing simultaneously. Since we do not have that problem, our writing happens very with the tour. Right now, I am knee-deep into writing the new record and also conceptually sort of, I know where we're going, I know what we're going to do, and making a record for a band like us is definitely, since we're so much about the show and it's so theatrical and it's so thematic, it's very important what we do in the sense of where we're going to take it next in order to bring something new to the table, but also sort of take care of the little legacy you have of, you know, I, for those familiar with the band know that our previous papas was very papal all through the show. And now we have, obviously, a papa who's halfway through the show changes into a little bit more of an animated sort of figure. And in the future, obviously, you can't, like, oh, take away the animation and then just do a really old 90-year-old papa who just, like, stands on stage. That will the show up immediately. So you have to think a lot about, like, things like that. How do we sort of introduce a new character but still sort of create something that is like a more of a best of set?
Now, you guys have toured probably around the world, I would imagine. Do you guys have like a favorite place you go? You know what? I really love the food at that place.
Oh, many, many places. A few places that we always sort of return to, especially myself. I love, I always eat at Katana's in Hollywood. That's my favorite sushi restaurant in the world. And whenever we're in Buenos Aires, we always go to a place called Amici Miei, which is an Italian restaurant. But there are many. I mean, especially when you're touring and you come back to the same town, it just feels good going to a restaurant that you've been to before. As much as, obviously, it feels great when you find a new one. But it's always, like, when you know you've got good food somewhere, it's...
So when you guys have downtime, do you have anything on your iPod or, you know, that you're just like really into right now musically that you're like, man, I really love this tune?
Right now, I think we all listen a lot to the new Iggy Pop record, Post-Pop Depression. Really, really good record. A band called Tribulation, Swedish band. It is sort of death metal oriented, but very mixed with sort of goth rock.
Do you guys have any tour stories that you can share?
We play badminton a lot. We try to eat healthy, but we still drink and such.
We know what "and such" means. We won't talk about it, though.
No. I think we're just in the twilight zone where we're not one of those super straight sober bands that you eventually end up being. Every band over 50 is always like recovering alcoholic / ex-drug addicts. But we're just trying to maintain some sort of middle row there where we're doing our exercises, we're eating our salads, drinking our vitamins, and a little of the other things.